So there was a story that hit my desk from the Epoch Times, our premium news partners at the Epoch Times, and it blew my mind. I mean, it really did, and it really sent off a lot of alarm bells. Those who have been watching lately know that I've been hinting at my desire to do a show regarding the shift in Chinese policy. They went from essentially from zero COVID policy to, hey, everybody go get COVID, you know? And at first I thought, you know, this is their play to, they want to stop the massive protests, and they want to teach the people a lesson. They're going to say, okay, fine. You know, you guys don't want to do what we want you to do. You guys want your freedom. Okay, fine. Go get your COVID and everybody will get sick. And then you'll be begging us to bring the restrictions back. And the funny part is there are actually groups in China that are begging them to bring the restrictions back because there has been a massive uptick of infections of COVID-19. But then they didn't stop. Like, there was no what I expected to be a reversal of the reversal. Basically, they go from no COVID to wide open. Everybody go get your COVID. But they didn't reverse it. And now it seems as if they're not going to reverse it. And that really rang my alarm bells, because I started thinking, oh, this is a different agenda than I expected. This isn't just the Chinese Communist Party doing what the Chinese Communist Party does, which is, you know, essentially authoritarianism through psychological warfare, through in many cases reverse psychology. And that's what I thought this was. Okay, you guys want your freedom, here's your freedom. Now that you see that freedom sucks, we'll take your freedom back away from you, and don't you ever ask for it again. But since that didn't happen, now I'm concerned, especially after I saw the story come across titled Study Estimates 900 Million. Let me repeat that for those who weren't paying attention. Please pay attention. Study estimates 900 million in China infected with COVID. And officials admit 60,000 deaths in past month. Now, the 60,000 deaths, I still think, I mean, if that's true, out of 900 million infections, then that's what is it, 0.01% or less? It's, let's see, 900 million. So 10% would be 90 million. 1% would be 9 million. 0.1% would be 900,000. 0.01% would be 90,000. So they're looking at a death rate of under 0.01%, which that jives with what we've seen from COVID-19. But point being here is that there's still a lot of, apparently most of these are severe infections. A lot of hospitals, I don't know, the data, anything that you get out of China, you have to question it. The Epoch Times does a great job because they've got a lot of connections in China that can give them information that does feed them more information than probably any other news outlet in the world. But with that said, you still can't trust information coming out of China. Bottom line is, I don't trust any of it. I trust the Epoch Times and their reporting. I'm not saying that it's accurate. I'm saying it's accurate as best they know. I think that China's doing something. And frankly, I don't know what it is. Is this, and if we do go with the assumption that I've had for a long time, which is that the Chinese Communist Party is aligned with the globalist elite cabal, whether they're part of it or not, we don't know for sure, but I would say there's definitely alignment there. And they have similar enemies, namely us. Okay, so the World Economic Forum, the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, now the Chinese Communist Party working together to take us down. Is that possible? Yeah, I think it is. I think it's very likely. And so the question is, what does this mean? Is this a ploy to somehow take out the world, take out the United States to advance another round of pandemic panic theater, which we already see rearing its ugly head here in the United States? Schools are starting to go back to face masks. They're talking about more restrictions. You've got propaganda going out there about XBB.1.5, which is funny because simultaneously, well, you've got people like Jimmy Kimmel out there, or was it Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy Fallon. What, I get the Jimmys mixed up. I don't watch late night television. I don't watch television at all, really. But Jimmy Fallon out there doing his song and dance about XBB.1.5 variant. But then you have other studies coming out that are showing, hey, by the way, it seems as if the vaccinated are far more likely to get XBB.1.5 than the unvaccinated. So if you really want to protect yourself against this hype, then the best thing you could do is to not get vaccinated at all. Okay, so there's that. Bottom line is, I don't know what it is, but let's go to this article from the Epoch Times. One thing I love about articles from the Epoch Times is that they have this little button that I can let other people read it instead of me, which is great because I hate reading articles. I just want to sit here and make funny faces at the craziness that's happening there. So let's go ahead and do that.
Study estimates 900 million in China infected with COVID. Officials admit 60,000 deaths in past month. About 900 million Chinese are estimated to be infected with COVID-19 in China's latest outbreak, with nearly 80% of them experiencing severe symptoms, according to a study by Peking University. Meanwhile, Chinese health officials have finally reported that China has seen around 60,000 COVID-related deaths at hospitals across the country in the past month following international pressure for transparency and data. A research group led by Professor Ma Jingjing at the National School of Development of Peking University estimated in a recent study that as of January 11, 64% of China's 1.4 billion population had been infected with COVID-19, which was about 900 million people, reported mainland Chinese media Economic Observer on January 13.
So to put that in perspective, 900 million people, that's over 2.5 times the population of the United States of America, and that even takes into account estimates for illegal aliens that are here. So that's a lot of people. And for them to say that 80% are experiencing severe, was it 80%? Yeah, I think it was. We're not that far. I should be able to see it right there. A lot. It's a lot. A lot of people are. Yeah, there is first sentence. Go figure. Nearly 80% of them experiencing severe symptoms, according to the study. 80% experiencing severe symptoms. 80% of 900 million is 720 million people, which again is still more than twice the population of the entire United States of America. It's a lot of people to be experiencing severe symptoms. But then with only 6,000 or 60,000 deaths, I don't know. I don't know what to make of any of this. Okay, I really don't. I'm just going to keep asking questions and try to figure out, is my gut feeling that this is part of the next round of pandemic panic theater that's going to be used to usher in, for example, the pandemic treaty with the World Health Organization, pandemic treaty 2.0, which is already in the works. Is this going to be the way that they're able to accomplish their theft of our sovereignty and sovereignty of every nation of the world, probably every nation of the world, other than the Chinese Communist Party? I would imagine that if this is a ploy by the combined globalist forces of the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, and their buddies with the Chinese Communist Party, they might say, hey, we're going to take everybody's sovereignty except for yours. We can actually share control over it through the World Health Organization, which you already have massive control over anyway. You know, Bill Gates has some favors that he wants, but outside of that, you know, we're in good shape. So you guys take control of that. Let's get back to the article. I want to get through as much of this as possible. Thankfully, we've got a good reader. I like this guy's voice. It's good stuff. I have to crank it up to 1.25 times, but hey, hopefully it'll work. Here we go.
In terms of regional differences in infection rates, the report said that the highest infection rates for this round the outbreak are in three provinces in the western part of China. Gansu province ranked the first place with about 91% of people being infected, followed by Yunnan province with an 84% infection rate and Qinghai province with 80%. The model estimates of infection rates in the study were calculated based on search volumes on online platforms for symptoms related to COVID-19 infection, according to Ma. Given the lack of official data, the authors used the number of online searches for symptoms such as fever and cough as an indication of local infection rates, she said. China Affairs commentator Li Muyang pointed out during his talk show on NTD TV on January 13 that as a result, the study likely didn't include many elderly Chinese who aren't accustomed to searching for information online. Reinfection rates are also not likely captured by the estimates from the study. The actual infection rate in China could be higher than 900 million, he said. The modeling in the report also predicted that this wave of COVID infections across China reached its peak on December 20, 2022. However, other experts believe that infections may continue to increase as the Chinese Lunar New Year holiday approaches. Peak yet to come. Xing Guang, ex-head of the China Center for Disease Control, said at the Shenzhou Cell New Crown Recombinant Protein Multivalent Vaccine Research and Development Conference on January 8 that the COVID wave has just begun to reach its peak in some places and hasn't yet peaked in rural China, according to mainland Chinese media Caixin. Xing estimated that the peak of the COVID wave will come sometime between February and March, and that the duration of the peak of severe cases will be longer. Xing expressed concern about the situation in China's rural areas, where many Chinese are expected to visit over the New Year holiday. He said that there are a large number of elderly, young, sick, and disabled in rural areas, and that the medical infrastructure and conditions there are poor. Earlier this year, Zhang Wenhong, China's top epidemiologist and director of the China Medical Center for Infectious Diseases, said in a lecture that the infection rate of this wave is very high. During the Lunar New Year on January 23, the national infection rate may reach 80%, which means that more than 1.1 billion people will be infected, he estimated. Severe symptoms. The research group at Peking University also surveyed 11,443 COVID patients and 76% of them reported that their symptoms were worse than that of the flu. The report said that most of the infected people interviewed had...
Let's pause right there real quick. So, I know. I love this, actually. I like listening to somebody else read it instead of me, but let's repeat that. So for those, just in case it was buzzing through too fast, they are saying that a new peak is going to come, that it'll come sometime between February and March, that they've got Lunar New Year coming up. That February and March outlook does make a lot of sense to me, again, from a conspiratorial perspective, because that would mean that would align with what I believed would be an appropriate time for them to really advance the pandemic treaty, which I'm going to talk about later today. The advancing of the pandemic treaty is a harbinger for, I would say, if for those of you who are Bible-believing Christians like I am, I would say that would be a harbinger for the rise of the one world government that is prophesied, the rise of, dare I say, the Antichrist. Am I saying that's Klaus Schwab or Tedros or Xi Jinping or Joe Biden or Bill Gates or Barack Obama or anybody? I'm not picking anybody. Okay. That's above my pay grade. Look, I'm just going to say that this would, whether it's the end times or not, this bodes ill for us, for free Americans. So I want to continue with this a little bit longer, and then we'll talk about, you know, this whole idea that they're, all of these people are experiencing severe symptoms worse than the flu, because that's not what we're hearing here in the United States. You get a lot of people that are saying, oh yeah, got COVID, it wasn't so bad. So we'll talk about that, but let's let this, the voice on the Epoch Times do the talking.
One or more symptoms of fever, cough and sputum, nasal congestion, runny nose, sore throat, altered sense of taste and smell, and diarrhea. The most common symptom was a fever, with 82% of infected respondents developing the symptom, of which 75% had a high fever, and 47% had a fever lasting for 3 or more days. As many as 86% of the infected used antipyretic drugs. On January 13, the Peking University report became the most searched item on China's websites, sparking heated discussions. One netizen posted, "Didn't the so-called experts say previously that 90% of the infected people are asymptomatic? Now come out and explain." Another posted, "I have a fever. My whole body is sore and I feel weak. I was told that I was a mild case." A post read, "The after effects of COVID are very serious. I was infected almost a month ago, and I am still weak, and I am out of breath when I move around." Major online Chinese news portals such as Sina.com soon deleted articles discussing the study. Nearly 60,000.
Well, that there is also a bad sign. I'm not going to finish it's a pretty long article. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But yeah, they're saying, so here we hear about people getting Omicron, whatever, or any, we'll just say any variant of Omicron. Okay. Any variant of Omicron, for the most part, you don't hear a lot of severe symptoms. And if those who do have severe symptoms, those who do die, generally speaking, the vast majority of them are vaccinated. But I'm not gonna, this isn't a vax versus anti-vax thing, because in China they use a completely different vaccine. Some argue they're not using a vaccine at all, that is basically just saline or something like that, that it's not really doing anything. Others say that it's doing something completely different, but it really also still has no effect whatsoever on COVID-19. And then others say that, hey, here in the United States, our jabs have no effect on COVID-19. So who knows? You know, who knows what the truth is? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm only going with what we're seeing. That does concern me a lot, that you have this disease that they're saying is COVID-19 spreading everywhere. 900 million, a billion people, we'll call it, because they said there could be a lot more than that. we'll say a billion people infected allegedly with COVID-19, with the vast majority of them experiencing severe symptoms. That doesn't jibe with what we're seeing here. So then my question to you is this. Number one, is this really COVID-19? Could this be a different bioweapon, a different strain, a different disease altogether? Maybe a different version of influenza, maybe whatever. I don't even want to speculate because it's, again, that's all above my pay grade. All I can say is that none of this makes sense. It all stinks. And it's something that we need to watch because we're not getting answers about this. How can, let me ask you this. How can a billion people get COVID-19 and with all the COVID nannies and the Faucis and the Walenskis and even the Bidens of the world, how is it that okay, great, we cut off travel to China, but it's obviously, it's very easy for a billion people to spread to other nations and for that to then, of course, spread here. Whatever they've got going on over there, it's either really bad, really dangerous, it's a complete con, perhaps, part of the plan, part of their machinations to advance whatever their agenda is, or maybe it's all of the above. I mean, we had the report from Alex Jones the other day saying that now they're talking about airborne hemorrhagic fever, airborne Ebola. Is that this? I don't think so, because you definitely wouldn't have 60,000 deaths. You'd have like 6 million deaths, or probably, let's see, out of a billion, you'd probably have, what is it, 3.2%. So you'd have like 32 million deaths out of a billion people infected if it were that. Maybe it's part of that. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I don't know. And I don't like not knowing. I should know it stinks. And if I were to guess, put my best guess forward, is that this is the precursor, the predicate for the rapid adoption of pandemic treatment and the rise of the World Health Organization and their puppet masters taking control of essentially the world. So, fun stuff. There's a reason Klaus Schwab, Joe Biden, and the globalist elites want your life savings locked in IRAs and other portfolio management schemes that they control. They can keep your money tied up in woke ESG funds, even if doing so will lose you money. Patriots are quickly moving their investments to self-directed IRAs backed by physical precious metals. Unfortunately, most companies that work in this field are beholden to Democrats, the Chinese Communist Party, the WEF, and others who are pushing us toward a digital dollar. I have identified three precious metals companies that believe in America first. These companies make it easy for you to move your retirements and investment to a self-directed IRA backed by physical precious metals. Go to jdrucker.com/gold. That's jdrucker.com/gold.